Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am the home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hello, and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. My name is Kasia, and today we're going to talk about four smells to avoid when selling your home. Now, I know there are people who love to freshen up the home. Maybe it's going to be empty for a while or something, and you know, no one's going to really be there to open up the doors and let the smells in. So let me talk about the heavy perfumes. So I know some of you use, you know, those plugins where it, you know, refreshens the room every little bit, however it's set for the timer and things like that. But let me caution you against using those types of things because of the heavy perfumes and the smell. And there's some people that are really allergic to heavy perfumes. So I would avoid using those types of things, especially when you're going to be living in the home anyway when it's staged. I wouldn't say necessarily even doing it in an enclosed, you know, a house that isn't open very often, because then it can get overwhelming too. Because there's no one to open the doors or the windows like you normally would when you live in the home, right? So any heavy perfumes, I would avoid using those types of things, because, well, then people will think, well, what are you trying to hide by spraying these heavy perfumes? Is there another smell that I'm not smelling and you have to use this? So I would avoid using those types of things if you can, okay? Another smell to avoid is any fish type cooking that you do. Sometimes we love to cook. Some of you guys do, I know that. And some others are like, oh no, take out for me. and don't cook very often. But if you are cooking, any kind of fish smell, especially right before an open house, it tends to linger. It's going to be hard to get that smell out. So especially right before a showing, before an open house, avoid that type of cooking before you show your house, because then you're just going to have to, you know, open up the windows and vent and, you know, just get the smell out, and that's going to be harder. Okay, so avoid fish, any strong smells like that, or like curry, you know, those types of things. All right. So that's the second smell. The third one is smoke. So if you are a smoker and you smoke indoors, that's something that's going to turn off buyers. Okay. So if you burn something like cookies or something like that, any kind of smoke like that, that requires the fire alarm to go off, that's going to be hard to make up for that. So if you are a smoker, that's one of the things that some buyers, it will turn them off. And like for me, for example, when we walked into a house, it was a lovely house in the pictures. It was, you know, in a nice area and everything. But as soon as I walked in, all I could smell was smoke, and I turned right around and left. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not going to live in this house because that's all I'm going to be able to smell. So that's one of the things that if you have someone that does smoke in the house, you're going to have to do some remediation to get rid of that smell, because it's going to be permeating into the walls and the carpets sometimes, depending on how long a person's been smoking in the house. So that's something that, again, people will use if you're a smoker, that you use the heavy perfumes to cover up the smoke smell. Well, it's going to show up no matter what. So you're going to have a professional come over, to take care of that. And again, that may require ripping up the carpets, that may require repainting the walls, anything that can absorb that smell. Okay. So that's the third one. And then lastly, mold. If you know you've had, some issues with water, especially in the basement, you know, or maybe with a dishwasher or something like that in the kitchen, you know, if it leaked and then it just didn't get repaired right, those types of things, that can get, you know, over bad too. You know, most people are allergic to mold, and you can tell as soon as you start walking into a room, you know, that's going to affect them with allergies and things like that. So if you know you've had some mold issues, again, make sure a professional has come in there to help you clean that out. Other places where mold can grow is in the bathroom, especially a shower. Especially if you know that when you're, you know, cleaning the tub and you see that black mold and stuff like that, there are some ways to, you know, you can get rid of that. Other times it's just, okay, you just need to just rip it down to the bare bones, which I know that's expensive. But then you're covering it up. So really it just depends on how bad the mold is. Sometimes you can get away with just spraying it, with some like Simple Green to kind of neutralize it. I don't think that's the right answer. I'm sure there's other better ones. So anyone who's in the mold specialist, please let me know if there's something else that homeowners can do. But yeah, those four smells are the kinds of smells that you want to avoid when it comes time to selling your home. Now, I know some of you will be anxious to use, you know, like baking cookies and things like that, which again, I don't recommend necessarily doing. It's just a gimmick. It really doesn't do anything other than you could potentially burn the cookies and then you've got smoke in your house. So yeah, or like if you're making popcorn and things like that, again, burnt popcorn, not a good smell to have in the house. So I know during that time, what we do as a family, we will probably eat out more often than in when there is show time for the home, when we have open houses. There'll be times when we go out to eat. And if you go in some places, I know like, in Virginia, they have, the Safeway, and they have the gas pumps where if you buy gift cards from Safeway, like any of the gift cards, you get points toward gas points off. So we ended up buying our own gift cards to like Jersey Mike's or wherever, you know, Olive Garden and places like that where we know we're going to eat out anyway, and then use that towards money off gas. So it works out really well. So that's something that you can do at your place where you live. That's another way to help you. Yeah, you're going to be eating out anyway, so might as well get points off something else, right? Right. So yeah, so those are just some things to think about. Your gym and tidbit for today, I actually had to clean off mold in our bathroom. So if you don't know, in Germany, they don't have central air and heat. We have central heating floor heating in our house. There's no central air. There's no thermostat, technically. It's like a little dial that gives you numbers from 1 to 6, and that really means nothing to me. I'm like, no, I want to see that it says it's 74 degrees in here, not what's a 2? What does that mean, you know? So we have in-floor heating and then air conditioning. There is no air conditioning in this house. What you have to do is actually vent. And what they mean by that, because there's no air vent, there's no fan in the bathroom either. So what you have to do is open the window. And the windows tilt open so you can get a little draft, a little breeze in there. So you have to actually have more than one window open, like a kind of get a cross breeze going every day. So in the bathroom, especially if you shower with the door closed to the bathroom and the window closed, then you're going to get condensation on the walls. Well, in bathrooms in here, the walls are actually tile. They're not drywall. And I haven't seen drywall here yet. Supposedly friends of mine have drywall in their house. We have all stucco cement walls. So I've got tile walls and stucco cement walls. And luckily the bathroom are tiled, like literally from floor to ceiling. And then the ceiling is like a stucco ceiling type of thing. Looks like a popcorn ceiling. It's horrible. But anyway, I don't live here other than just to rent it and then move out. But the good thing is because the walls are tile and the floor, that I can just easily clean up any mold that does come up. I actually found mold for the first time in my kid's bathroom in a year and a half. I had to go and spray vinegar on it. And then wipe it off to help disinfect and clean it. So, yeah, it's one of those things that you have to do when you're here in Germany is learn how to vent properly. And literally every day I have to open up all the windows in the morning and then sometimes at night, depending how stuffy it is. And even if it's, you know, below freezing outside, I still have to vent. It doesn't matter. Because again, it's warmer inside the house than it is outside, so you get more condensation on the windows and all that. So yeah, it's a fun way to learn how to live in Germany, right? Yeah. So if you do ever come overseas and you do find yourself where the owners, if you go into an Airbnb and the owners ask you to leave the windows open, you're like, but it's hot outside or it's really cold outside. Yeah, you only leave it open for a little while, just enough to get the condensation off the walls so mold does not grow. And even I had a friend who said that she had to actually move some furniture from off the walls because they've been against the walls for so long. That she hadn't been dusting, you know, vacuuming or anything like that behind them, that when she pulled it away one time, there was mold growing on the walls that way too. So I'm like, oh gosh. So yeah, fun thing to work on when you're living overseas. So, and speaking of working on, I am working on a decluttering challenge, a 5-day decluttering to sell your home challenge that I'm going to be doing in April. I'm going to do it on my Facebook group. So I will put the link in the show notes. So if you have not joined my Facebook group page, not the Blue Diamond page, there's a home staging community with Kasha McDaniel. That's the name of the Facebook group. It's free. You don't have to, you know, pay for anything to join it. But what I'm going to be doing the Facebook challenge or the decluttering challenge on my Facebook group page. So that way you can watch the videos. And then I'll do a live session on the last day that you can join me. So that you can, you know, ask any questions that you may have about getting your house ready and decluttering and things like that. So look forward to that in April. I'm really excited to do that part. I'm going to pick a room each day to help you declutter and so that you can stage your home and sell it faster. All right. I hope you guys have a fabulous day, and I will talk to you tomorrow.